This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch coming to you live from Tampa? Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, and my Studio E to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. Now, let's not forget a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers out there, as well as our U.S. Coast Guard and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast to coast, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail so you get your mail delivered to you today. Also, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all over the country. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain lowercase, throw an S in the middle, and America, lowercase, and you got it, Captain's America. Our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and we have our contributors' links over there to their websites and whatnot over there, including our next guest, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning to you, Colonel. Yay. Yay. The colonel is in the house. Somewhere in the house. There you are. Now I hear you.
Lovely crowd.
Yep, it's a lovely crowd indeed. And it's a cool crowd this morning because that cool crowd is out there, 60 degrees outside. They went back in real quick, didn't they?
I know they did, but yeah, they're a smart crowd too. They're lovely and smart.
All right. Let's say, that was funny. Let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
To
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we want you to remember that in your exploits today. Now, Colonel, I got to admit, we've been hearing about this, and now it's come to life. New York City, two men have been arrested on charges that they helped to establish an undeclared police station in New York City on behalf of the Chinese government, the Justice Department said yesterday, and also announced action against 34 officers of the National Police of China for allegedly creating and using fake social media accounts to locate and harass dissidents here in the United States.
that the notion that the Chinese Communist Party would have a police station on American grounds, that in itself is alarming, I think, to many Americans. But this revelation, while extraordinarily disappointing that it even occurred, is not a surprise. And it's probably just that, well, we know it to be just the tip of the iceberg because of, you know, China's gone full bore and has for a long time.
Yep.
We've been a little bit asleep of the switch on this. So, yeah, that's not a happy news story, but it's just the start. More to follow.
No, and we know it's not the only one. We know there's another one in New York City we've heard about that very quietly got swept under the rug yesterday when they brought it up. And there's more in some other blue cities out there, especially out west.
Yeah, certainly. And, of course, you know, as we discussed, the China's interest in our poor southern border and, quite frankly, their occupation and their presence in Canada.
Yeah.
And the northern border. So as much to be worried about, things that we kind of were a little bit dismissive of not too long ago are things to be of great concern now, as they should be.
Well, I agree, and, you know, great minds think alike. Now, direct messages on Twitter may not have been as private and secure as users were once led to believe, particularly by the company's previous leadership. Now, in a two-part interview that's airing right now on Fox News, Tucker Carlson, along with the Twitter CEO Elon Musk, were talking about whether or not the U.S. government had access to users' private messages.
Yeah, I watched a fair share of installment number one last night on Tuck with Elon. He's a hard guy not to watch.
Uh-huh.
You don't listen carefully just because of you know, his accent and all that. You can miss it, and you got to turn up your volume a little bit. And just the way he speaks, he's not a talking head kind of guy, but he's always interesting. And they talk about a great, there was a lot of teaser stuff in there, and the one you just mentioned is certainly one of them. And but that was one of the things that he's most astounded. More to follow tonight on that installment, having to do with that. He was astounded at the government's the intelligence community's involvement in Twitter and all that, and. I look forward to hearing more.
Me too. Hold that thought. We'll have more when we come back here on the Captain's America Third Watch with our friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to lead us out to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, betcha. And this portion of the program, my conversation with the retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, all those Nissan dealerships, Moss Nissan. Now, let's start with where they're located. First of all, the flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. That's where that's located. Then you have Nissan and Acura side by side right here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right here at the very tipsy top part of Florida Avenue in North Florida, North Tampa rather. Now, you also have the brand new Moss Nissan Family Automotive Store in Brooksville, which is located on State Route 50, just east of the Sun Country Parkway. Now, I will tell you, that is a beautiful, beautiful dealership, brand new. And you need to stop there, just if nothing else, get yourself a free cup of coffee, pull in there, and talk to the folks and see what they have to say. You don't have to buy anything. They just like talking to their neighbors. And who knows, you might see something you like. They might make you an offer you can't refuse. Because if you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. Now, what that means is, if you are in the military, actively, currently, or as a veteran, or if you are in the emergency services as a medic, or perhaps you are in as a firefighter or a police officer, or you're retired, you also get a discount. And if you happen to be a church pastor, that's another way to get a discount, active or retired. So all you got to do is show up, tell them the captain sent you, and the rest is history. And see what happens. Moss MAUSNissan.com. All right. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright's with us. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Always a privilege and always an honor to be able to speak with you. I want to talk about Afghanistan. Now, I think it's fair to assume at this juncture we can all agree that it was a huge, huge bumble on the part of the Biden administration, what happened there.
And that's precisely what the report showed, but it's amazing, despite what you and I and the world knows to be the case there, that the administration tried to sugarcoat even that. But it's evident, to even the casual observer, that the whether you agreed whether we should have been or not, I think we should not have. But, however, it's hard to argue, even if you thought it was a good thing, that the exit was catastrophe of the highest order.
Now, what they are trying to do now, the Taliban, is they are actually going out and killing Afghan civilians, the ones that worked with us. They're tracking them down like dogs, and they're killing them. And then they're blaming, of all things, ISIS-K for the killings.
Yeah, and that should be no surprise to anybody. I mean, you got two bad actors, and it's, you can toss a coin as who's the worst at any given time. But, yeah, and there's somewhere on the order, we believe, about 175 folks, that American folks, that we have unaccounted for in Afghanistan still.
Right.
And that includes a lot of the folks that were, they're Afghanis, but they were very loyal to us, and if they're still living, their lives are in danger, and we've got private enterprise and private former soldiers risking their lives to try to bring them out. So it's a never ending saga, and it's not it's a sad commentary on a mismanagement of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. It should have been done so much better, and the old blame the Trump card doesn't float very well on this one.
Well, when I see the Taliban driving around with those MRAPs and trying to fly the helicopters and maybe a few of the aircraft as well, we've got to have a way to shoot that stuff down. Got to.
Yeah, and those that they don't operate and all that, and they don't have the means to repair and bring into operation, they've got any number of folks around the world that are more than happy to take that on and do this. So you never know. You never know where our careless management of our national treasure and resources, to include our people, but our equipment anywhere in the world, comes back to bite us in the butt, and it certainly is there.
Yes, it is. Now, let's go to the Ukraine. Over in the Ukraine, they are right now seeking to reopen the grain transit route that they had with Poland. That was moving until, I don't know, a year or so ago, roughly, and then it stopped for whatever reason. Obviously, grain is a big thing for a lot of people all around the world. Poland was just a stopping-off point where it was being sold from Poland.
Right. Yeah, but Aaron, even the Ukraine with this farming and agriculture, it was a part of the breadbasket in that area. So, yeah, it's pretty critical. And Poland, because out of its own self-interest and as a NATO member, has a great interest in wanting and keeping things alive there and maintaining good order with Ukraine. And of course, this is in light of the last couple of days, Vladimir Putin has been visiting his troops in the Ukraine. We noted that as we reveal the intelligence leaks are and changing the whole scope of what we may or may not see going on in that conflict over the next couple of months. So hard to predict day to day, but we'll see.
Yeah, and I don't know what we're going to be able to do about our prisoners that we've got scattered around the countryside, including the one in Russia where our U.S. ambassador finally got an opportunity to see him on Monday, that particular individual being held. And it was brought up for the first time about exchanging him for a Russian prisoner, for which the Russians said, yeah, we'd be interested, but we may want more than one prisoner for your guy.
And I don't know if this means a doggone thing, but apparently either today or tomorrow, he's going to have a day in an appeals court in Russia, of course. So, yeah, don't hold your breath on that one. Russia's going to play this for all it's worth to try to get what it can, because that's what Russia does.
Right. oh, boy. Are you following baseball at all right now?
I am a little bit, of course, because my team, you know, my hometown team is, unlike my Kansas City Chiefs, the Royals are not very good, but I have been following my, hometown team here, in their quest, and they fell a game short they tied, breaking the record for opening up the season with, 22 victories. They didn't quite get that done, but they're back currently in the winning streak, and they beat Toronto in the last thing, kept from being swept by the Blue Jays. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew they were going to come back. You just had to know that they were going to come back and win again. But
they're a quality team.
Yeah, but the thing of it is that they're shocking the heck out of everybody, and the Tampa Bay Rays this year are definitely a team to be reckoned with. You can't take them for granted, so we'll see where that goes. Now, here's something interesting for you. In lieu of the report with the whales beaching themselves over in the East Coast, the Pentagon now appears to be troubled with some of these offshore wind projects.
Imagine that. It's kind of interesting. Now, I'm going to a forum down in Sarasota tomorrow. We're going to talk about some of the travesties of the military becoming woke and all that. It's going to be a retired Navy commander, so I'm very interested in that. Now, this ties into this. You know, you reap what you sow. And when you across all the cabinet positions, including the Department of Defense, when you place priority on certain things that are not fundamental to your purpose for being, which is to fight and win our nation's wars, there's a price to be paid. And so, hey, yeah, I don't know, Department of Defense and our Transportation Secretary, Peter Buttigieg, and the whole crew and the Biden administration, they can all have coffee and talk about these things and say, how do we salvage the most important national security threat we have here, which is global warming and climate change? I don't know. I'm forsaken on any ability to really look out for America's interest on the part of this administration.
Well, if you don't know, none of the rest of us do.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to stick around for another segment, and I appreciate that. And here comes the music, so hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more right after these messages coming up.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken confirmed this morning a U.S. diplomatic convoy was fired on by gunmen believed to be affiliated with the Sudanese Rapid Support Forces militia in Khartoum. Many foreign diplomats and international organizations in Khartoum have been targets this year. Blinken this morning.
Reckless, it was irresponsible, and of course unsafe.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, and House Speaker Representative Kevin McCarthy from California criticized President Biden yesterday for not engaging on the upcoming debt ceiling debate. The Republicans want cuts to the federal budget before moving forward. This as China's economy rebounded for the first 3 months of the year. China's National Bureau of Statistics reported this morning China's economy grew 4.5% in the first quarter of the year compared to a year earlier. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, the website. You know, if you don't believe that somebody could sell everything that's in the building without selling the building, wait till you go see MyPillow.com and see what Mike Lindell's up to. If it's not made by him and it's not listed there by him, it just isn't made. He's got everything that he's got, all the stuff that he sells, is on sale. Every last item. Now, it starts with the MyPillow, the buy one, get one. The brand new MyPillow, the 2.0, which is even cooler yet than the other one was, as far as keeping you cool at night and all that sort of stuff. He's got the Giza sheets, 50% off, and other things going on. And all you got to do is go over to the MyPillow.com website, use the promo code CAPTAIN, that's the promo code CAPTAIN, or you can call them at 800-641-5459, that's 800-641-5459, give them a call, and see what they have to offer and talk to a live person. Either way, you owe it to yourself to go over to MyPillow.com and see what they have to offer, because this is not going to last forever. And the sale has been just absolutely wild. You name it, it's up for sale. Everything that they have is up for sale. Okay, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright's back with us. Hello, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Matt Gaetz is up to it again. Matt Gaetz has submitted a resolution. This is not a bill. This is not legislation. It is a resolution to have the Secretary of Defense come out and tell us exactly how many special operators and other troops are operating in the Ukraine.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, Matt Getz is he's an enigma. He's a guy that sometimes says, "Ooh, you're hurting us, dude." But for the most part, of late, since his flight misstep, it wasn't a gross misstep. He's part of the 20 since we confirmed McCarthy here this last year. But yeah, I've been watching him lately too because he was a part of the House Judiciary Committee, and of course they were in New York bringing. Bragg and his ilk to task there, righteously so, along with Jim Jordan. And so I've been watching him at the left-hand side of Jim Jordan doing that. And so, yeah, he's doing some good things. And here, I'm glad to see. This is the sort of thing that he has said that he will pay attention to. He's been asked to pay attention to. And this is one thing that has some merit and requires his attention. So I'm glad to see it.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. I mean, this might work. It might not. I don't know. You never know with on this sort of stuff.
Yep, you got everything is not without some risk, but I think it's a plausible risk. We'll see.
Right now, again, when you take a look at all the things that are happening around us, and when it comes to the military and whatnot, obviously you try to stay ahead of the game because. Of what you're involved in doing, and I know a lot of people appreciate that, that you're able to do that, but last week we appeared at the Congressman Greg Stubbe town hall for veterans down there, and it was quite an interesting session. A lot of questions were asked, a lot of questions were answered. I thought it was really done very well.
It was, and hats off to the Concerned Veterans for America, David Houston, Timothy Smith, and the National Concerned Veterans for America. I was here, so it was all the big guns from CVA were there, and they did a masterful job right there. That was a very useful town hall. A lot of town halls, all the focus comes on certain folks out in the audience instead of the message and learning. I like to go and spend an hour. And get about 3 hours worth of information instead of going and spending an hour and getting only a smidgen of information. But I did. And interviews that were done afterward to include by Captain Matt Bruce of America's Third Watch interviewed after. And, of course, ABC 7 News had aired that. And I found that enlightening as well. And so, yeah, it was a good forum. It was great. And, of course, Congressman Stubbe made news. And, in the political realm of things, where we have, probably President Trump's greatest challenge to get the GOP nomination 2024 will likely come from Governor Ron DeSantis. And so there's this back and forth about Florida representatives endorsing Trump or holding off and waiting on DeSantis and all that. And Stubbe made news, went on Newsmax and says he'll be endorsing President Trump's reelection. So it's kind of one of those things. I will get past it. We'll be just fine. We'll be just fine. Whether it looks increasingly like Governor Ron DeSantis, in fact, will announce sooner rather than later in May, after the session ends, that he is running. But it's going to be interesting. We get in August when we see the first GOP primary debates hosted by, I believe, Fox News. Mm-hmm. That is going to be must-see TV, without a doubt.
Now, the Senate GOP has issued a report on the COVID origin, which backs up the lab leak theory.
Yeah, and of course, the Senate Minority Leader just came back after falling and hurting himself. He's just back in the mix right now in the Senate, and he's actually talking more like the Republican that he was elected to be from Kentucky, for crying out loud. And of course, these kind of reports, and he's escaping the inescapable now. He's got to play ball and do that. And he and McCarthy are singing the same tune on a variety of things, which is always a good thing. But yeah, to what you're talking about, the report. Yeah, no kidding. We suspected that years ago, despite even folks here in our government and Fauci and the like for trying to downplay or outright lie and say there's no credibility to it. We know better, and we're learning better. So we'll see.
Now, were you one of those that was getting your gas stove ready to throw away?
Never. I'm a gas guy. I'm still a fossil fuels guy until such time that I don't have fossil fuels to do my thing. I'm not wealthy. I can't go buy an electric vehicles and the like. I still live in a largely fossil fuel, and I rely on electricity for a variety of things, but I get powered by any number of means, and will continue to be powered by any number of means, to include gas stove.
Well, yesterday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals tossed out the ban on the gas stoves.
Yeah, they ended up there, of course. Oh, Berkeley, imagine that, in California, of all places.
Right.
Hey, you know, there is still the United States Constitution, which says that there are laws that are passed by the federal government, and they still have stuff. You can't just go and run your own little government there in Berkeley and other places like that. Those places that try to run their own government are paying huge prices. I tell you, look at what's going on in Chicago and Compton and L.A., and the crime run amok right there. Well, this is the price you pay when you decide that you're going to go your own way, whether it be energy or crime or anything like that. The citizens that live there and they pay the price for what you wealthy limousine liberals are trying to make happen.
Now, our Governor Ron DeSantis is certainly second to none when it comes to the job that he's doing for the state of Florida, as compared to what's going on around the country. But what's interesting is he just came out and said something that really got the attention of Disney. He said, maybe we might build a prison next to Disney World.
Yeah, stay tuned over the next month or so, awaiting May. You're going to see even more of that. He's got a pretty robust pack going that's putting out a lot of messages that is countering his potential arrival for a GOP nomination. But, yeah, you know, a year ago when he took it on, a lot of people wrote off. He says, oh, Disney kind of won this one. I think that, yeah, that's an ongoing conflict right there. It's not over. Disney had to give a little bit. DeSantis gave a little bit, but he didn't give up the fight. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. In the end, we do benefit in the state of Florida from Disney, but Disney benefits mightily from the state of Florida, too. Which way that goes right there in this little back and forth, you just wait for what the next card is going to be played.
All righty, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and I look forward to talking to you on Thursday, my friend.
I'll be with you on Thursday, Captain. You have a great day.
All right, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. You hear him Tuesdays, you hear him Thursdays of each week in this time slot. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, final segment for the day on a Tuesday. Don't forget, lunchtime, 11:30 to 1:30, lunch for the captain at Mission Barbecue, up on Mission Barbecue's Waters Avenue location, just north of the airport. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And don't forget, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They also happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by, see the gang in the store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Or, again, as I said, just stop by the store. Now, their phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them Captain sent you. Now, before we get to the caller on the line, I want to throw something out there. We have a congressman, Representative Kevin Kiley of California, who has gone after the Dems for misreading the public mood altogether. And to that, I say kudos. About time somebody on this side of the fence wound up with the idea that what that was even conceivably possible. Because it is. It really is. And in other places across the country, like San Francisco and Los Angeles, people who just don't feel safe, they just don't feel safe in their homes, they don't feel safe in the street, they don't feel safe anywhere. And that number is continuing to grow. So what do we have to do? We have to elect officials that will follow the law, enforce the law, and stop all of this nonsensical stuff where we're not abiding by the law. Goodness sake. What did you think was going to happen, Joe Biden, when you let these people out of jail and said, oh, you're going to get a second chance. Take care. Have a good day. We'll send you your check. Where do you want me to send it to you? But, I mean, good Lord. Somebody's really got to just wake up and smell the roses here. And I guess that's our job, is to wake you up. But it is what it is. And I'm getting ready to bring on one of our regulars. And once I do, get ready to rumble. Okay, let's see here. I'm waiting for it to start. Make sure I got it. Oh, there we go. Okay. All right. Well, get ready, folks, because you're in store for a treat. If you haven't heard him before, you're about to hear him now. Todd from Todd is Tampa. Okay, here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business. If you haven't heard me, we started with three stations. We're up to 145 and growing, so I don't know where you've been at. Let me say something to you. You don't understand the left, okay? You don't understand politics. Joe Biden doesn't care that he lets people out of jail. Joe Biden is making a fortune selling us out behind the scenes, okay? That clown, that press secretary, what a disgrace. What a disaster she is, okay? But this is all by design. You understand? This ain't Joe being stupid. No, the buck stops with you, Joe. The buck stops with you, okay? You're the president. You can't blame Trump. It's not like the head coach can blame the lowest coach. You get 1 year, and if you can't turn the team around, the owner fires you. Okay? You get 4 years, and you suck. Okay? Don't try to blame Trump for your ineptitude and your stupidity and your planned attack. Let me say something that you're not ready to hear. Okay? I told you that the left, you don't want transgender? We'll send a hitman out. They kill kids in Nashville. You don't want transgender? You just sent a hitman to Alabama and killed a 16-year-old at the party. Okay? You better wake up. Mark Walter on this show, on this station, has armed America. And you better understand that if you're a Christian and you love Jesus, they hate you, they hate me, and we got to fight. Okay? We have to fight. Jesus came down and everybody turned on him. And then they crucified him, and then he rose again, and he died for us anyway. Okay? Because he's God Almighty and he has all power and dominion. Okay, so I'm telling you, moms, dads, you better watch out for your kids. It's open season on Christians because this administration and the left and the Marxists from China, from Germany, from Russia, they hate us. Okay? They hate us. Well, stand up for our country, stand up for our Lord and Savior, and call on the blood of Jesus to protect your family. In Jesus' name we take dominion. Let's go. Peace.
All right, it's Todd in Tampa, and he got it in there. Okay, so that's a good one. Now, you don't have to agree with Todd, and you don't have to disagree with Todd. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, as long as you keep it respectful. And that's what we try to do here. Most of the time we're able to do that. Now, could Venezuela succeed after its 2024 presidential election? That's a question that Javier Mangeras, friend of ours from Miami, says that in an era of extremely polarized politics in the U.S., a bipartisan approach to almost anything seems totally be far-fetched and the opposite. However, there are a couple of former senior government advisors that are trying to clean the mess up still in Miami and Cuba. And hopefully they'll be able to do that, because when you see the city of Miami, you don't see a lot of activity there with these bad guy guerrilla groups. And maybe there's a reason for that. I don't know. I say maybe because I don't know. Now, looking over here at what's going to transpire today, I believe you may see or hear about something coming out of D.C. in terms of some legislation that Joe Biden may or may not have an opportunity to sign. Matt Gaetz's resolution is in the mix. They haven't voted on it yet, but we'll see if that can go anywhere. Hard to say. In the House, it might. In the Senate, I'm not sure. Because we've got to do something to wake America up to where we're not running around every 5 seconds looking over our shoulder at the bad guys. There's plenty of bad guys out there for us to find. We don't need any more. That's captain's rule number one. And I will tell you that last night we had a great meeting. And today actually, we're going to be over at Mission Barbecue from 11:30 to 1:30. Looking forward to that. And then tonight is the Tampa Bay Trump Club. We're also looking forward to that. A lot of things going on today. And I hope you get an opportunity to stop by and say howdy, howdy to us, because that's where we'll be tonight, over at Mugs on Ormiston. And you're more than welcome to stop by and do just that. Now, don't forget that we've got to replace the big guy. Who's the big guy, you say? Well, the guy that was making all the noise on TV about don't do this, don't do that. I'm the great white hunter. I got this big knife and all that sort of stuff. And he's around and about doing what he should be doing. But tonight we're going to have a pretty good meeting, I think, at Tampa Bay Trump Club. A lot of participation tonight. There'll be a lot of participation. So you might want to show up just to see your friends and neighbors and what they have to say. In the meantime, I'll be back tomorrow, bright and early. It's going to be a beautiful day today and tomorrow. Stay careful, stay low, and always remember, it's about we the people here in this program. We the people, they work for us, we don't work for them. God.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.